You're listening to The Jukebox with Daniel Vnukovsky. It is 10:51, and I have a very special guest in studio today. It is Anna Den Hengst, and she is the artistic director of the Meaford International Film Festival, which is super exciting. It's getting started after quite a break. September 1st, Thursday, September 1st, mark your calendar, 7:30 p.m., and it's a four-day film festival held at Meaford Hall Arts and Cultural Center, and you have... Since the first four nights, four films, four parties, the festival has drawn sold-out crowds to a host of fascinating, groundbreaking, entertaining feature films. Anna, thank you for joining The Jukebox.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the history. You came on about 3 years ago, you had just mentioned to me, and you haven't had a real year yet. You haven't had a real year.
No, I haven't.
So tell us about some of that pent-up demand, some of the excitement of what's in store.
So I'm very excited to go back to the hall where it all started. The past two MIFs, which were my first, the first one was a streaming MIF, so everybody got to watch from home. And the second one was a drive-in MIF, which was a lot of fun, and we had a great time doing it, and we had a great crowd. But this is the first time we're finally back at the hall.
Tell us about the drive-in. Those are a lot of fun. They bring back memories from childhood.
That was great. It went really well. We showed two films. We showed Searching for Sugarman and Pirate Radio.
Oh, so
we
had fun. Family flicks.
Yeah, we had a music theme going. We had some live music, and it's just nice to watch a movie outdoors. And it was a sunny day, so a beautiful evening, no rain. It was
perfect.
Great.
Well, yeah, you think rain, you're in your car, but you know, you still would need windshield wipers and things like that. So you lucked out with the weather, and you're going to luck out this year because you just have a phenomenal 4 days of some great films ahead. Before we get into that, could you just tell us a little bit about your background, how you became the artistic director? How did that all come about?
Well, it came about because I moved to Meaford and I saw they had a film festival and I really wanted to volunteer in any capacity. I studied film at the University of Toronto. I got a Bachelor of Arts in Film.
Nice.
And then I got my Master's in Film at the University of Amsterdam.
Okay.
So when we finally settled in Meaford, it was just a happy coincidence that they had a film festival. And an even bigger coincidence that they happened to be looking for an artistic director when I reached out and said, hey, I'd like to volunteer with you guys. So that kind of just happened. Everything aligned.
Nice. So you have that nice mix of old world, new world charm. And you're bringing that into your premiere, the first event. Is a bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story. She's Austrian-born, of course, a major Hollywood movie star. Great documentary to start off with. Tell us about how you chose this one.
This one was a very easy pick for me because everybody knows her as this actress, but nobody knows much about the other aspects of her life. And she was an inventor, and her inventions revolutionized the world and are important in the technology we all use every single day. I don't want to give away any spoilers, but she's an incredible person, and I'm really glad that people will get a chance to learn more about her.
Fascinating story. And then you follow with another documentary about an unaccompanied minor in Denmark from Afghanistan. And today at 36, he is a successful academic. Fascinating story there. That's called Flea. Then we move on to the next day, Friday, September 2nd. And you've got a black comedy drama, Another Round.
We do.
What's that all about?
So this one is it's a Danish dark comedy about drinking. This is the Academy Award-winning Best Foreign Picture from last year, so from 2021. And I hope everybody will come and enjoy it. And we also have a special guest for that evening, Stephanie Price. She is the owner and manager of the Dam Pub. She is a whiskey expert. It's one of the leading whiskey pubs in North America. So we're hopefully going to have a fun, light discussion about alcohol and then go to the tent afterwards and have some drinks and just party like we used to.
All right. Real parties coming back. Fantastic. Now, dinner there, it says Intimate Fare, the owners of Sail in Meaford. So you're getting a nice mix of some gourmet dinners together with these movies.
Yep. Every evening also has a three-course meal, so you can join us in the tent outside for dinner, then inside for the movies and special guest interviews. And each night of the festival is also accompanied by a film I've selected from the Grey Bruce Youth Film Festival.
Oh, good.
Those are student filmmakers.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, we move on to Saturday, September 3rd, The Green Knight, timeless Arthurian legend, epic medieval fantasy there. And what's for dinner there? Just looking. The Red Door in Meaford, authentic Pico di Gallo. All right. Followed by some homemade barbecue sauce, ribs, Nice. Now tell us about the grand finale, Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Eyes of Tammy Faye. So that's a film that Jessica Chastain won the Best Actress Oscar for her portrayal of Tammy Faye. I don't know if any listeners remember the actual events that took place in the 80s, but that film is based on Tammy Faye and her husband. And my special guest for that night is Reverend Judy Walton. So she's going to join us for a discussion as well. So it's going to be an interesting evening.
In studio, I've been welcoming the artistic director of the Meaford International Film Festival. It is kicking off September 1st. You don't want to miss it. To get your tickets, meafordfest.ca. And that's taking place at Meaford Hall, second floor. So you'll want to get your tickets. Fascinating discussion. Thank you, Anna, for joining us. Is there anything you'd like to add about anything you're doing?
Well, we're just very excited to have everybody back at Meaford Hall. And the event is a fundraiser for the Meaford Culture Foundation, which supports community projects and arts and culture in the community. So it's a fun evening, and hopefully, you know, your contribution goes towards a good cause as well. So we hope to see you there.
Great mix. Well, thank you, Anna. Thank you for joining the Jukebox today. It sounds like a fantastic series of events. I'm sure there's so much pent-up demand out there to go out and do stuff. So I wish you a great crowd and a fantastic weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.